Really, your only chance of surviving a croc attack is either to get lucky and hope the croc lets you go to try and get a better grip of you, or to try and roll with it so it can't shake you, and then go for the eyes. But really, with a big sortie, you know, slim chances, really. Just gotta take your time going through this sort of stuff. Not rush it. You want to keep scanning just for any signs of bubbles on the water. Also just want to watch out for any of the water lilies moving. It's another indicator of crocs. Gargling so many of these.
Well, these leeches.
Two of them. The whole swamp is just riddled with these guys. What they do, look, squeeze it. You'll see what they're feeding off. My blood. This is what they'll do. They'll suck on and then inject an anticoagulant. It'll mean you just bleed and bleed till they've had their fill. And then they'll just drop off. The biggest worry about these is you then get the wound infected in water like this.
Environments change quickly here, and I've moved from rainforest into thick tidal mangrove, which means I'm close to the coast. There's 2,500 square miles of it here in the Northern Territory. The dense roots and even heavier mud make it tough to travel through.